of thy, my friends, welcome.
WHTH presents of the distinctive songs of Alonzo Craig.
My friends, welcome. La 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 la.
That's pretty good, but.
Of thy.
Did you bring your own accompanist for today, or?
Oh, accompanist?
Accompaniment you have to have.
Oh,
you have music to go along.
I didn't want to sing. I didn't think I'd have any music along with my thing.
Well, I don't think we can stand that.
That's right?
Yeah. Right. This here is Matinee with Bob and Ray.
Thank you. Hello.
And we have various things here to give away. It's one of the biggest daytime giveaway shows we know of.
How long has this been going on? Uh-huh. Well. Good. All righty, then. That's what we're here for. Goodbye.
What was that all about?
Well, first thing, I had to get that phone thing. Did you hear the way
it sounded? Like a cheap phone to me.
When I hung up, it sounded like a play phone.
Yes, it did.
So that's our new game, play phone.
And our clue for today, clue number four in our great mystery melody contest.
It ain't true.
It ain't true.
Have you got that, boys and girls?
76-45-3.
It ain't true. Now that's our magic code. Figure it out on the magic,
decoder ring.
And send the answer in to us here, up here at the station.
We've had some mail that we want to go through later today. We have some wonderful answers to our contest. I wouldn't miss the Brockton Fair any more than I would miss in 25 words or less for two tickets to the Brockton Fair. Incidentally, these are tax-free tickets. You know that?
No, I didn't. In other words, you don't have to pay any for
free. They're also in the way of public service. Oh, I wish you'd read this. All about Cohasset Day next month.
You know what? I'm going to read it, too. Word for word.
I think we should, because it is the old hometown, the homestead is down there.
First of all, it's sent in. I'd like to mention that Cohasset Day, friends, is sponsored by the George H. Neely Post.
We have mentioned this.
Number 118, American Legion.
That's right.
Herbert Williams, Jr. is the general chairman. And, well,
they have a big parade scheduled for Monday. They have a mammoth celebration with floats. I like to suggest to the people down that way to look for the Bob and Ray float, which will be probably somewhere in the parade, a colorful extravaganza.
Well, friends, have you seen a dead man float? Ours will be
an idea what this will be like. That's Monday in Cohasset.
So don't forget, friends, Cohasset Day is, well, it's as popular up here as, say, the Allentown, Pennsylvania Fair. And
I wouldn't say that popular.
Well, not quite that popular, but it is a big fair. It isn't a fair, really. It's just a day.
And what a day it is.
It's a day to live in memory for all native Cohassetites. What is it, Bob?
I don't know. That's something I've never checked into. You know, another thing they're going to do is have a band in the parade. Well, they'll have several bands in the morning at 9:30. That same band is going to be playing at half past 10 at night.
Yes, sir.
Those
going
boys are
going to
be mighty tired when they finish.
Popular music and a few old marches like, the Washington Post March and the National Emblem March.
A few familiar songs.
One of the close friends, will be, I think,
will
very
be Strawberry. That will be from Call's Drugstore.
No, this is a good float. I think it will be very interesting. A float displaying the various types of naval ammunition in storage at the Hingham Naval Ammunition Depot.
That I want to see, too.
And that's something I know that you won't want to miss. And for instance, there'll be in the parade 100 mounted riders, including units of the colorful Sheriff Posse of Massachusetts.
Hold up there. Wait a minute. What's going on here? Hold it, Donovan.
And there'll be military.
Wait a minute, lad. Demount my trusty Steve Donovan.
Naturally, there'll be civic units there. There'll be the firemen and army vehicles, fire trucks, police wagons, and everything you'd want to look at.
Of course, there will be some on duty which won't be able to take part in the parade.
Which, of course, will come as a shame and a shock.
So that's next Monday. We'll look for you there.
The press agent down there, friends, is perhaps today, in case you want to get in touch with him, and to sign up some kind of a float for yourself, is Bertram J. Pratt. He's the press agent.
What did you particularly like about this number?
Well, this particular number here, Bob.
Why did you pick it? That's the point.
Well,
this particular float here, I should say.
The reason I like it, and I think the reason is simple, is that it's pretty. And it has always struck me.
Do you like the way it's made?
No.
Or do you like the way it's drawn along by those horses?
No, I don't like that.
Do you like anything about this? Whatsoever.
No.
No?
Telephone ball, you get it, please.
Hello? That's right. Yeah.
Story about a gal made Z and your piece in the gear jeep.
Both of us be there still. And when it comes to book learning, you tell me straight and true just how much I get to you. So gallop through the alphabet just like you used to be. And I will settle into you.
A, you're a dopey gal. B, you're a bosom pal. C, you're a threesome, that's for sure. D, can't see your busy map. E, when you're big, you're flap. F, keep your flap feet on the floor. G, you're a gruesome mess. H, in that hokey dress. I, woo, I'm seeing red.
Oh.
J, your jaw and make me sick. K, you must have blocked the kick. L, you're so lumpy in the head.
Let me take it, Elaine.
Go ahead.
M-T-M-O.
Chuck, you can't even spell or read or write.
I hate
you, can't.
R-Q-T-S.
Anyway, you take it, you're a dab burn fright. U, when you're upper plate, D, start to vibrate your triple chin, spell X, Y, Z.
I ain't heard of it, right?
Just a rag and a bone and a hank of hair, you're told to the frigid air, and you dropped it for all I care. That's just what you mean to me. N is for your nose that spreads all over, all because you only got two feet. W for the wig that's always crooked, and H is for your pointed head beneath. O is for your eyes so close together, R and E are easily plain to see. Put them all together, they spell nowhere. And that's how far you get, really. Say, how'd you get the that bird of it?
Don't know, you're fortunate. I asked him.
Yeah. You're kidded with hair like a that bird bear. So hit the road and get some air.
Yes, I love you and I don't care if you ain't no millionaire.
And that's just how you live.
Yes, thank you ever so much, Dr. Black.
The Cable Music Society of Lower Beacon Street.
Bob, that brings us to part two.
Oh, it doesn't either. It all brings us down to 9 minutes after 1 o'clock.
Surely.
I think we should have something of a color, more humorous nature at this point, don't you?
All right, let's read a commercial and have one played for us.
Have one played for us. Among the many cards and letters received at the Bob and Ray office today,
yes, Doctor, go on,
were several which had to do with our
with our contest in regard to the Brockton Fair tickets which we're giving away.
Yes.
As long as they last.
Yeah.
Dorothy Stearns of North Andover writes in to say,
yeah,
I wouldn't miss the Brockton Fair any more than I missed losing that 7-pound cod that got away yesterday while out deep sea fishing.
Yes.
That is one winner. You can see how simple this is.
It's as simple as falling off a log.
Now, you fell off that log over there. Pick yourself up. From way down there in Bridgewater, little Louise Capurney.
Excuse me, Doctor, that's way up there. In
way up there in Bridgewater. Louise Capurney, I think, or Capurney, her name is.
Is that your teeth slipping, or you having difficulty?
Says, I would like to go to the Brockton Fair because my brother John is exhibiting three cows. And I would like to go and see him in the show.
He's in the show.
Well, the cows are in the show.
Well, so
I
want to
wish him a lot of personal luck. He wants to bring him a bale of hay, this little lady says.
Well, if she wants to go see her brother in the livestock exhibition, we're going to arrange
it. We're going to fix that right up for you.
So, Louise, you'll be watching for the mailman. He'll be bringing you a ticket or tickets to the Brockton Fair. Is it a ticket or tickets, Bob?
It's a pair of tickets.
Sure, a pair of tickets.
Every
take a friend.
One.
That's the way it should be.
Then from all the way down there in... Well, where is it? I have it right here.
Well, meanwhile, friend, I could bring you the market report.
I have one here somewhere from Maine, I believe.
Here's one here. Well, this is from North Attleboro. But, Bill, I don't think we'll have to send you tickets. You say you wouldn't miss us.
Well, gee whiz, we can't go ahead and...
That's not a proper answer, is it?
No.
Speaking of proper answers, if you call Richmond 1750, you'll get the most proper answer you've ever received. Because that is the hard-hitting, fast-selling, powerful business concern.
House
of Television. I've just placed the call, and we have made special arrangements to have you hear both ends of this conversation.
Eddie, is that phone wrong?
I think it did, George.
Hello?
Hello. I'm calling the House of Television.
Yes?
I would like to have a television set, an Admiral Console set, in my very home this very evening.
Sure.
I understand that if I give you the time when I want my set delivered, you will take care of delivering it to me on time.
Yeah, certainly.
And that this set, if I decide to buy, is $229.95.
Complete.
And if I want to buy it on time, it's $22.95 down, up to 2 full years to pay.
Yes, sir. I'm right there.
Am I right so far?
Yes.
Now, what have you to say for yourself?
What time do you want your Admiral television set delivered around to your very home?
About 7:30 this very evening.
All right, then. We'll be there. That's all.
Thank you.
Goodbye, sir.
And good luck to that hard-hitting outfit of yours.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Bye. That in a gist is what happens. I don't know if you really sound that way or not. Shout if they do.
Incidentally, friends, this Admiral television set isn't just any old television. I mean, we don't want you to get that idea at all. It's an Admiral television. And it's one of America's top brand names, as you know. And Admiral television is nationally advertised from coast to coast.
Where else would it be nationally advertised?
Well, from border to border. That's the phrase they don't use very often. I think Walter Winchell is the only one that uses that, Bob.
He used that phrase?
Yeah, from border to border and something to something. And,
Well, let's get down to cold hard facts about this thing.
All right, friend. It's a nice television set. If you want television, and who doesn't, why don't you get Admiral television? The number again for you to call is Richmond 21750.
Specially trained operators are waiting for your call at this very moment.
They know just how to say hello to get your attention.
They have been screened. They have been auditioned in
school.
In school.
They went 4 weeks to the simple phone call school.
That's
the school that trains all specially trained operators who wait for calls on radio commercials.
That's right.
And I think we might go over there and give a listen to Professor Crumlip as he instructs a new class, which is just enrolled. The time being 3:20.
Stubbs, of course, you're being here means that you're interested in answering telephones for the rest of your life. And we want you to realize that with this job goes a great public trust. But when you answer the phone,
shall I take notes on this, Professor, or shall I keep it in my old cat up here?
Well, I would advise that. I'd take notes in your case.
Right. Right.
And, students, as you know, when you answer telephone, it's a job that has to be done either right or wrong. And if you don't answer your phones right, then it will be wrong.
Aye, if I have that, Doctor.
That's right.
No, I haven't asked you yet.
Oh.
The question which comes before my very mind is, do I answer this phone with my left hand or my right hand?
Excuse me, but let me get personal for just a moment. Are you ambidextrous?
Well, I don't see if that enters into this thing at all, Doctor.
Well, the reason I ask is this. If you're ambidextrous, you can answer with either your left hand or your left foot.
Oh, well, in that case, naturally, I'll answer with my left foot.
What do you mean, naturally? Why would you answer
well,
with your left
foot? Well, that seems to be the easier for me. I don't know. It sort of comes natural, or naturally. Well, see you tomorrow, then, Dr. Lilly.
Certainly.
Right.
Go out and have a recess.
Okay.
Well, that's a small school, Bob. I think I'll utilize my GI Bill and go over there. Take that for it.
That's a highly educational, a highly specialized field. Just as movie making in the desert is.
I've never made any movies out in the desert, Bob. I've often wanted to go out there and take some stills. Make some stills, I mean. But I'm afraid of the Internal Revenue Board.
Yeah. Well, here's an outfit. It's an up-and-coming little concern called Paramount, which has produced A Motion Pictures, which deals in great measure with the desert and its sand and the ropes of that particular material. And I think probably this transcribed announcement, which may have leaked in here before I was finished with my interview. No, it didn't. I'm getting a signal from the control room, thank you. It didn't leak in, but it will right now, I believe.
Passions explode when three men whose nerves are raw with hate battle for one desirable woman. See them in Rope of Sand, Hal Wallace's mighty drama of Africa's diamond empire and of the cruel men who guard it. Rope of Sand, starring Burt Lancaster, Paul Henry, Todd Raines, and Peter Lorre, and introducing the screen's most exciting woman in years, Corinne Talbay. Note this, Rope of Sand.
Up of courage in that picture.
For suspense packed adventure in the rugged diamond country, see Rope of Sand, which opened at the Paramount and Fenway Theater tomorrow.
Yes, it's today.
And listen, how many facsimile diamonds are in the fishbowl in the Washington Jewelry Store window? I'll bet they are.
Wait a minute here.
Who are you? For big prizes.
Wait a minute here. What do you think you're pushing around?
I'm just talking about this big prize contest for the Rope of Sand. You make an estimate on the free entry blank at the store.
Oh, yeah.
First prize for the most accurate estimate, a handsome table model Motorola television set.
Can't we scratch that and just say television set?
Second prize, a Motorola combination radio and three-speed phonograph.
Oh, boy, a three-speed phonograph.
50 pairs of gas tickets to other women. See the
fishbowl. A four-speed washing machine.
Full of diamonds at the Washington Jewelry Store window, 365 Washington Street, Boston.
You read that like you're talking about your glasses.
Sure, the Rope of Sand, which opened at the Paramount and Fenway Theaters today.
Thanks, Peter Gorey, our news analyst. And I'll be entering that contest real soon. Because I want a three-speed record player.
I understand this player turns around at three different speeds, the whole thing does, and the record stands still.
Either that, Bob, or the radio revolves around the turntable. And you play the record, I think, in by the condenser.
Between that and the detector tube.
Yes.
Well, that's a good thing. We'll have to count those diamonds down there.
Certainly will, and we hope all our friends...
Get down there right away, folks, and count them diamonds. Get in on this contest.
Stand up there, friends, for an hour and a half. And, and try to count.
I mean, really, if you
stand there long enough and try to count, you can do it. I know it's like counting freckles, but I think if you have the patient and an assistant who will block out part of the window for you,
holding your hand over a portion of the fishbowl,
that you can probably come within 4,000 or 5,000.
You may run into one trouble. Those goldfish that are also in the bowl may get in the way of your counting.
That's right.
You may find yourself counting goldfish along with these imitation, genuine forgery-type diamonds.
Incidentally, whatever happened to that goldfish-eating fad?
I don't know. I think that was on the drink. Well, why don't we have some more music, shall we? We have a wonderful number here that I picked out especially for you.
And Bob, you and I can go over to the aquarium and have lunch.
Okay. Well, we're listening to this.
Come sit by my side, little darling. Come lay your true hands on my brow. Promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine. Nobody's darling but my love. Be honest, be faithful, be kind. Promise me that you will.
That's Johnny Bond providing the music there.
Be nobody's darling but mine. You're as sweet as the flowers of the springtime. You're as sweet as the dew from the rose. I had rather be somebody's darling than a poor girl that nobody knows. My mother is dead.
I don't know, but, you know, records come and records go.
That one's just
my
long ago.
My daddy has gone gone.
Thank you, Gene.
Thanks, Gene. We'll be dropping down to the ranch any one of these days soon.
I recognize that voice. That's Gene Autry.
He did recognize that voice.
And it's a voice that, of course, all America knows and loves.
Just as they know and love Wonderland Revere, America's finest greyhound
track. What are we doing with that, the worry, boss?
You know, I thought we might go into the situation a little bit more thoroughly today. Well, some good dogs down there tonight.
Well, for instance, friends, Rosie Stepper is making an appearance tonight. You'll be happy to learn.
Never heard of her.
And Rosie Sparkle.
Never heard of her.
How about Candy Reaver?
No, that isn't familiar to me.
How about old Pantry Lou?
No, I know I haven't heard that.
How about something new?
Mm-hmm.
Well, about No Worry.
No who?
No Worry.
Oh, no, no.
Mariella?
Don't know her, no.
How about me?
Don't know her. About him?
I don't know. I guess you don't know any of these particular
dogs. They're good animals, though.
Every one of them. Here it is, folks. This is it. This is the greatest race of the year. The 1949 Wonderland $12,200 Futurity. The richest juvenile stake in the history of greyhound racing. The ninth race, tonight at Wonderland Revere. Now, here are the eight young greyhounds who've swept through the long series of eliminations and won the right to go to post. Patsy Lou, Rosie Steppers, Rosie Sparkle.
I have a feeling the program is lagging.
Had a handy reaver. No worries. Something new and Mary Ellen.
Thanks for that change of pace, Chuck.
This is a race to see. These are the greyhounds that will be next season's star performers. So go greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland and see the race of the year. The post time, first race, 7:45. The Daily Double closes at 7:30. Revere is near from Boston by MTA from Maverick Station. From everywhere over wide highways and two floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive their cars.
Now it's time to go down to the friendly little candy store and talk with our friendly candy salesman, Ben Dover. He sits behind the counter in his little candy store in River's Mouth, waiting for the first customer to enter through the store. The door of the store. And before he waits too long, the door does fling open. And in comes an old friend of Ben Dover's. Ben says,
Why, excuse me.
Well. Yeah, he looks like an old friend of mine that I haven't seen for many, many years.
You remember me, don't you, Stanley Duff?
Stand up. I haven't seen you for 15 years, Stanley. What have you been doing?
Oh, the same old thing, Ben.
Yeah?
Sure. Brain surgery.
Yeah, well, you've made quite a success with yourself, Stan.
Yes, I have, certainly, Ben.
Well, that is wonderful. And what brings you here to my little candy store in River's Mouth?
You want to see something funny?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I would rather hear something funny.
What? Look at that. That funny?
Gee, that looks like somebody's brain.
That's what I mean. That's funny, though.
Yeah, I would.
Go ahead. Put your finger on it.
No, I don't think I will.
Okay, Ben.
Yeah, I'll just stick a finger in one of these bonbons. That's funny, too. What brings you to town?
Well, I'll tell you. I'm here checking up on old Rabbit Mouth.
Not Rabbit Mouth, that two-eyed dandy that we used to know on the riverboat.
That's right. I understand
the rubber boot.
I understand that he's now in this country, and I've been telling you to look him up.
Yeah, Lord.
And here's
a friendly face. Yeah, Lord.
And I came here to get your advice.
Are they hot on your trail?
No, I'm not being chased.
You can confide in me, Stanley.
Well, Ben, I'll tell you something. They do want me back east.
Yeah, I would.
They want me on a bad check charge.
Let me tell you something.
All right.
You're back east now. This River's Mouth, you know, is in the east, not in the west.
Oh, it isn't?
Yeah, I would.
Well, you've ruined today's script for us. It's pretty good shape. Thanks a lot, Ben Dover.
Yeah, I would.
So long.
Beat it, Jim. Well, we'll be back again tomorrow. At approximately the same time. Apparently, I pay particular attention to this 129 announcement.
Why?
Because I love the announcement. He does a terrific
job. Oh, Myron, our friend Myron, yes.
Myron Wallace.
And he'll be reading the middle part of that commercial.
And then you'll be reading the tag ending of it.
Yes, and I will be giving my own impersonation of it.
That's right after Bob and Ray, which is now over from WHBH in Boston.
And that's no relation to Ben, over.
Dream of the welcome news. 1950, Sudafed News. Sudafed 1950 here by far. Is America's most exciting car. See the next rushing cars on its way today. See the 1950
Sudafed
now.
See the brand new 1950 Sudafed styled ahead for years to come. Ahead, far ahead in sweet, sleek, dreamline beauty. Ahead in power, in performance, in low operating costs. so again. The 1950 Studebaker is the next look in cars, the car with personality and prestige and standout value for comfort, style, economy.
See the 1950 Studebaker now.
The new 1950 Studebaker is now on display at your local Studebaker dealer showroom. See it today from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.